I actually tried to get out of preaching tonight with everything that's going on, but Tuesday night, and I finished it up last night, God just downloaded a message to me, and I honestly, if this is your first time here, I'm sorry, because I'm already crying, and I'm going to try to get through it without crying, but I doubt it, because I'm already a mess. So tonight's title is called, What Will You Do? We're going to talk about God's will for our lives. Let's pray. God, I thank you again for just being here today. And I just thank you, God, for showing up in our lives. And I just pray you take me out of the equation tonight, God. Let us walk out of here feeling renewed and refreshed and knowing what your perfect will is for each one of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to read you the scripture, and I'll end with this scripture as well. But this is where this message came from. It's out of Luke 22:42. It says, Father, if you are willing, and this is Jesus talking, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. And in the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6:10, it says, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So what is God's will? Well, I'll tell you three things that it's not. It's not something that you make up. You don't just wake up one day and like, oh, this is God's will for my life, and you just make it up. It's not a cheesy pickup line. My name's Will, God's will. And it's not something you find. Thank you. Okay. It's not something you find in the sections of the newspaper. It's not in the classifieds. What the definition of God's will is God's will is aligning our lives with what God has intended for us. It is his perfect plan. There's a perfect will of God and a permissive will of God. God's perfect will is always contrasted with his permissive will. That the permissive will is something that falls out of his perfect will for our lives. God's perfect will is seen as a goal for us Christians, right? That's what we want to live for. We want to strive to be in God's perfect will for our lives, because living in it will lead to blessings, while not seeking it or finding it leads to us living inside God's permissive will, something that he allows to happen because we don't choose to live in his perfect will. And we end up missing out on his blessings for our lives. So why is this? Why is there a perfect will and a permissive will? Because he gives us a choice every day to follow him. We have a choice to go after God's perfect will for our lives. And when we don't do that, we end up in his permissive will because we don't go after his perfect will for our lives. And this happens because submitting to the will of God is not always easy. It's not always easy. There will be pain felt at times. Our heels will dig into the ground at times. And tears will definitely be shed. However, when you don't submit to the will of God, you will also feel pain at times. Heels will be digging in, and tears will definitely be shed. So what's the difference? The difference lies within the question, who and what are you living for? Who and what are you living for? If you're living for you, yourself, and I, we say things like this. I'm going to get me to the top. I'm going to do the best that I can. I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to live the way I want, and nobody's going to tell me any different. It's all about me, 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 me. Or if we're living for God, we say things like this. God is going to help me. God is guiding me through life. God believes in me and helps me daily. It's God's way or the highway. God, I'm yours. When we live for God and we're trying to strive after his perfect will for our lives, we come to the realization that he knows what's best for us, and only he knows what's best for us. Psalm 143:10 says, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. Psalm 48 says, I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. And Psalm 37:4 says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So when we take delight in him, I love this version, the New Life Version says, be happy in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. When we go after God's perfect will for our lives and we take delight in him, when we're happy to serve him, he will give us the desires of our hearts. When we delight our lives in his will, we end up happier because he knows what we want. He knows what our heart's desires are. He is the ultimate GPS. I was listening to Caleb the other day. I don't know if any of you guys have heard this story, but there was a woman who was driving at night, and I guess the weather was really bad and it was really foggy, and she had her GPS on because she didn't know where she was going, and her GPS literally led her down a boat ramp into the water. And she was fast enough that she rolled down her window and literally swam out onto ground. And I'm like, what? That's just like crazy. But God is the ultimate GPS. He won't lead you down a path in life that's going to drown you. He's not going to lead you to somewhere where you aren't taken care of, because you're in his perfect will. He's going to lead you to his perfect plan for your life. He knows what we need before we need it, before we think it, before we desire it. He knows what's going to help us grow. He knows what's going to help us move forward. And we get so frustrated in life and in the direction that we're going because we are doing it the way we want to do it, not the way that he wants us to do it. But when we delight in him, he gives us the desires of our heart. And it's not always going to look the way you think it's going to look. That's because it's God's way. It's not our way. In fact, I don't know if you've ever seen this picture. We think one thing, like, okay, we might even know God's perfect will for our lives, right? Like, God told me this is what I'm going to do. This is where I'm going. So that's the direction I'm going. And so we start heading in that direction, but then we get sidetracked by, oh my gosh, what's happening over here? And oh geez, why is he putting me through this? And it ends up looking like the second one because we think, okay, yep, that's where I'm going. But God kind of does this with us. Well, we need to kind of learn this. And, well, we need to learn this too. And, oh, we have to go back and relearn that again. And we kind of end up going like this in life rather than this. And that's just because it doesn't always look, or it doesn't always end up the way we think it's going to look. Isaiah 55:8 says, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. And my ways are far beyond anything that you can imagine." So when we submit to God's perfect will, it doesn't always look the way that we want it to look. It's because it's his plan for our lives and not ours. I have four thoughts about submitting to God's will. And here's the first one. Submitting to God's will means leaving your comfort zone once in a while. Leave that emoji that goes, Submitting to God's will means leaving your comfort zone once in a while. I thought about Esther, the story in the Bible where Esther has to go into the king's court to save her people, right? She must have been so far out of her comfort zone. I mean, going into the king's court unannounced was not something that you do. It's like walking into the Oval Office and being like, hey, I'm here. This is what's going down. Like, it just does not happen. She could have died. She could have gotten herself thrown in jail. But what she did was she said, okay, God, no matter what happens, she says, if I perish, I perish. I'm going in because this is your perfect will for my life. And he didn't lead her to a place where she did die or was thrown in jail. He gave her the grace and the strength and the courage to walk out his perfect will for her life. And sometimes we get in this spot that God brought us there, but then we just get, kind of like it here. But God's like, no, you can't stay there. And I'm not talking about locationally. I'm talking about spiritually. There's always something to do. There's always somewhere that God wants to take you. And he wants to take you out of your comfort zone because that's his perfect will for your life. And so submitting to God's perfect will means leaving your comfort zone once in a while. When, I really don't want to start crying yet. When there was a week, it must have been, I don't even know when, but there's a week where like three moments in the week, I saw things about Ireland. And honestly, all three times I was like, oh yeah, no, I'm good. And then God did it again. I was like, no, really? Okay, that's awesome. You know, someone from church is going to go. it's great. All right. The third time, I was like, oh, you're serious. Okay. All right. I guess I'm going to Ireland. Now, if you know me, I don't even like getting in the car and driving to the mountains. And that's a 5-hour drive. I don't like traveling. I don't like getting on a plane. I get very anxious and very just worried. And my whole mind is like jacked up for like a month before I even go. Like, it's just not me. And so my heart has always been, God, if you tell me to go, I'll go. But you don't really need to tell me because I'm good. And so when he told me I was going to go, I was like, okay, I'm going because I always told you I would. And so submitting to God's will means you will step out of your comfort zone at times. But when you say yes, he'll always protect you in that. The second thing is submitting to God's will means knowing that you're always under construction. The road to success is always under construction. Maybe that's why David prayed, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Renew it. David was considered a man after God's very heart. And he prayed this prayer, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. We live, we learn, we move forward. We live, we learn, we move forward. It's just like this cycle, right? And he will constantly renew your mind, renew your heart when we go after his will, because our flesh will constantly get in our way and be at battle with us. So when we submit to God's will, we have to know that we're always going to be under construction. There's always going to be something God wants to work on us with. That doesn't mean we're bad people. It just means God sees something better for us and he wants to work that out, whatever that may be in our lives, whether it's fear at the time, whether it's, you know, we have to step out in courage at this time, or whether it's we have to step up to someone that we're battling, or, you know, not in a negative way, but like we have to stand up to that person because they're pressuring us to do something, or whether it's starting a ministry or going to a Bible study, or, you know, working on our anger issues or our, you know, I don't, sassy issues. I don't know why, but yeah, some of us are sassy. Whatever it is, I wouldn't know anything about that. So whatever that is in our lives, you know, he's constantly working on us. So submitting to God's will means knowing that we're always going to be under construction. Submitting to God's will means letting him take the steering wheel. If you're like me, I'm not saying I am like this, but maybe I am. You may be a little bit of a control freak. Not a big one, just a little one. You might not want to ride on the back of someone's four-wheeler. You want your own four-wheeler. That's not a bad thing. But in life, we need to let Jesus seriously take the wheel. We can't control it any longer. And some of us have said, oh yeah, Jesus took the wheel, but we're in the back seat and we're driving. Right? We're that backseat driver. We're like, Jesus, no, stop. No, Jesus, not right. It's left. You want to go left here, not right. And we say Jesus has taken the wheel, but we're in the backseat trying to control where Jesus has taken us. We need to give the wheel completely over to God. We need to let him drive and don't worry so much about where he's taken us, because he knows where he's going. When we go to the mountains in, you know, July or August, I have no clue how to get there because Ben knows where he's going. That's one trip where I'm like, I don't care which way you go. Just get me there. I know where you're going. And we have to do that with God. We have to be like, God, okay, I'm submitting to your will. Take me where you want me to go. I'm not going to say anything. I might be confused sometimes, like, where are we going? But I'm going to be okay with it because I know you have the wheel. Psalms 119, 133 says, direct my footsteps according to your word, and let no sin rule over me. 1 Peter 5:7 says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Philippians 4:6-7 says, don't worry about anything. I can't without crying. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace. I can't even see. Should have memorized it. Which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds, and you will live in Christ Jesus. Let him drive. Let him take the wheel to your life. Submitting to God's will means trusting him with that wheel, trusting him with your entire life. This weekend is a dance recital, as you've all heard by now. We're dancing, we're doing the something in the water dance, and one of the dancers couldn't join us, so I'm doing that part, and then in that part, this girl gets lifted. I've never, I don't do lifts, I'm just not that girl, you know, and so my husband was working with me, my teachers, Christy and Natalie, they were like, come on, you can do this, you got this, and I'm like, I can't, I'm not able to do this, and Ben goes, we've been married for 14 years, and she's never let me lift her. She doesn't trust me. And I was like, and Natalie's like, dang, you got to let him lift you now. I was like, all right, fine. I trust you. And I was scared, and I really had to think about that. Like, I know he's not going to let me fall. You know, he would fall first before he would let me fall. And so if you come tomorrow, shameless plug, you will see me being lifted on his shoulder. I had to really, really figure that out in my mind. Like, I trust him. And it's the same with Jesus. Like, we have to trust him with our entire lives. We can't hold back something that we are supposed to do for lack of trust. We need to trust God with all of our heart. Jesus, and I started with the scripture, and Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, even prayed this very prayer in Luke 22:42. I'm going to start at verse 30. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. He withdrew out a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly. I really can't see. And his sweat was like drops of blood falling from the ground. Father, if you are willing, take this from me. Yet not your will, or not my will, but yours be done. Even Jesus felt those kind of feelings so much where he was praying, God, take this from me. He knew God's perfect will for his life. He knew what he was supposed to do, and yet he still prayed, if you can take this from me, do it. But yet he ended like this, not my will, not what I want, but what you want to be done. Whatever you want to be done, God, I am willing to do it. Because it's your perfect will for who I am and what I'm supposed to be doing in my life. I trust you with my life. I trust you with my future. There's a song. It's called The Garden. And when Danny Gokey came, he brought one of his guys. And this guy sang this up here on the stage. And I remember sitting down front just almost in tears listening to this song. Because I leaned over to my mom. I said, this is my heart. This is my heart. And it says, it's all about this passage of scripture. It says, won't you take this cup from me? Because fear has stolen all of my sleep. If tomorrow means my death, pray you'll save their souls with it. Let the songs I sing bring joy to you. Let the words I say confess my love. Let the notes I choose be your favorite tune. Father, let my heart be after you. Father, let my heart be after you. I actually just want to play this song and just listen to it. Close your eyes and just listen to it, and then I'll end. But let that be your prayer tonight. Let God's perfect will be a part of your plan and let your heart be after His.
Won't you take this cup from me? 'Cause fear has stolen all my sleep. If tomorrow means my death, pray you'll save their souls with it. Let the songs I sing bring joy to you. Let the words I say profess my love. Let the notes I choose be your favorite tune. And follow, let my heart be after you. In this hour of doubt, I see that who I am is not just me. So give me strength to die myself, so love can live to tell the tale. Let the songs I sing bring joy to you. Let the words I say profess my love. Let the notes I choose be your favorite tune. And follow, let my heart be after you. And follow, let my heart be after you. Everything I do, be for you. Let the songs I sing bring joy to you. Let the words I say profess my love. Let the notes I choose be your favorite tune. Father, let my heart be after you.
Submitting to God's will ultimately means saying those words. God, let my heart be after you. Let everything that I do be because of you. Let my will push that aside, God, and let your will be done. Whether I understand it, whether I'm scared of it, whether I don't, I have any clue why you're taking me there. Ultimately, God, I want your will to be done, and I want my heart to be yours. Sometimes it's not how hard you're trying, but what you're trying. Have you tried submitting fully to his will? Because that's the only thing that's going to work in this life, is when you fully give up and give it to God. A.W. Tozer once said, out of the will of God, there is nothing that I want. And I'm working on this next part. In the will of God, there is nothing that I fear. I'm not sure I'm quite there yet. But I am working on it. And it's definitely the cry in my heart. Let God's will be done. What will you do? Let's pray. God, I thank you for having a perfect will for our lives. I thank you, God, for believing and seeing in us, God, something bigger than ourselves. Help us, God, daily to walk after that perfect plan that you have. Help us to know that your ways are perfect, God. And help us to know that you want to bring us to another level in everything that we do. And we thank you, God, for doing that inside of every single one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.